And thank you again for continuing to join us with our extended news at noon with WISR 680 AM. And as we have been doing, and we're going to continue this for the next couple of days, we're making sure that we get some interviews on so we can connect with the great, fabulous professionals and restaurants and just folks that can help us out in this community. Because that's what we're all about, right? We're in this together. We're local, and that's what we do for Butler County. So today, we're back with the Butler Health System, but today we're with the hospitality department. Cheryl Ramsey is with me. She's the manager of the hospitality department, and she has, well, I know it's a team effort, but she's going to be the one to tell us about a huge idea that has just come about. If you would like to help local businesses at the same time as offer food to the medical professionals at the hospital, you can do it by the system that they have. So it's a win-win for everyone. So, you know, you're sitting at home and you want to help. Here's a way to help. But you're helping not only the hospital and the workers there, but you're helping restaurants as well. So, Cheryl, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time today. And we're both remote, so we're both on the phone. Our dogs could bark at any time. How are you doing today, Cheryl?
Thank you, Tracy, for having me.
I'm glad that you're here today. All right, so Cheryl, tell us about this system that has been set up. Is this an app? Is it a website? What are you doing?
So it's an app. It's called Sign Up Genius, but it is located on our website. And what you can do is you go in and you can sign up for a certain day and time and number of people who you're going to be providing food for. We take that information and we are dividing it among the departments that are currently on site working, not only the ones that are experiencing the high volumes or having the patients, but the departments that are supporting them as well.
So this is basically a system that you all have set up where the public can help feed the hospital workers, is basically what it comes down to.
Exactly. And it helps us organize so that we're not having everyone bring food on the same day to the same people.
Now, we want to talk about how this is connected with local restaurants, because that's very vital and important, not only to the restaurants, but to this whole system that you've set up. But I just want to clarify, are we only going with local restaurants, or are we able to make something and bring it in?
We are not accepting homemade food at this time, or food that needs refrigeration. We just don't have the ability to handle that. So we have listed a number of local restaurants that are open and participating on this app. And you can call them. Their phone number is listed, and make arrangements for them to deliver, or you can pick it up from that restaurant and deliver it to the hospital.
And Cheryl, I also want to just clarify, if someone's listening today and they say, wow, that's a great idea, instead of going through one of the local restaurants, I'll just go to the grocery store, pick some items up and drop it off. That's not what this is about either, is it?
No, this is providing meals or the snacks have to be prepackaged. No homemade snacks, of course, and then brought into the tower entrance.
The tower entrance. Okay, so do we need to clarify that when we are talking to the restaurants that we are ordering from to take it to the tower entrance?
Correct. So they'll go to the tower entrance. They'll want to call the number that's listed on the app or on our website, and they'll call the front desk. The front desk will come out to the vehicle, pick up the food with a cart, and take it back into the restaurant, or into the hospital, I'm sorry. We are asking that no one come into the hospital, as we are limiting the number of people coming in. That way there isn't the opportunity to take photos of anyone. We're just trying to get the meals to the people as quickly as we can.
So let me ask you about the connection with the restaurants. I've logged online. I actually got the link through Facebook, but like you said, you can go on to the website for the Butler Health System and access it that way as well. And it does come up, again, folks, if you're just listening, we're talking to the Butler Health System. They've come up with a plan in how we, as members of the public, can help feed the medical professionals that are in the hospital, but we're also connecting it with local businesses. So you're ordering from local businesses. businesses, keeping them active. And then that food gets delivered from the local business to the hospital, and the health workers get to eat, but not only get to eat, but eat for free because we as the public are buying it. That's the whole system that has been set up. So you go online to the Butler Health System's website or Facebook again. You can get the link there. It takes you to signupgenius.com. And what I can't say that I've ever used this before, Cheryl, and Cheryl's with the hospitality department of the Butler Health System. Why is it important to schedule? Again, you say you don't want everyone showing up, but if like a time and day is already taken, do I just pick the day that's available?
That is correct. We would ask that you pick a different day. The sign up is through the end of April. At this point, it may be expanded in the future to be determined. But we ask that you just sign up for a different day, and then we'll take care of the distribution.
And people are already pretty active on this, as I'm looking for today and tomorrow. Some slots are filled, some slots are open. As people sign up to have food delivered from local restaurants to the Butler Health System, to the hospital, can they leave a note of appreciation? Can they somehow get a message to the hospital? Is there some way to get a message across as well?
Yes, they can leave a message on the app, and we have been forwarding those messages to the departments as well. Each day we go in, we see what's on the app, we're sending it to the departments so they can expect the food, and we're including any of the notes that are left there.
Again, when you get to Sign Up Genius, folks, you're going to see the information, and it talks about this particular program and this effort. And again, the folks with the restaurants will be able to be the ones to deliver, and they can go from there. But if you need the details about this, then you can go online and give the restaurant the number. Cheryl, is there any special language that we need to use with the restaurants? Is there any like code word that we need to say, hey, this is why we're ordering this food? Do the restaurants already know? Are you connected with them, or can we use any local restaurant?
Well, the local restaurants have been supplied to us from various individuals that know they're open. I'm sure if you mention that you're donating it to the hospital, they'll be aware. The community has been wonderful in their outpouring of donations, and not just food items, but other items as well. So I would imagine that the hospital or the restaurants would understand that you're sending it to the hospital employees.
So I just wanted to ask that, because if I'm looking at Sign Up Genius right now, you have a few local restaurants that you have on there, but you also indicate if you know that someone is open, please let the hospital know so they can add them. So really, you're looking for local restaurants that are open at this time.
That is correct.
So where did this idea come from? Is this just a something that collectively, the Butler Health System got together and they figured this out? I mean, I would love to say hats off to you all. You know, I would love to give you a blue ribbon, because those of us that are at home, we're wanting to help local restaurants, but we're wanting to recognize the Butler Health System in some way, or the workers, I should say. And this is just a win-win situation. How did this come about?
This came about through our board. Our foundation board chairman actually came to us with this idea, and she's the one that set it up initially, and then we were able to go on and change, you know, whatever we needed to do. But I want to give her credit for coming to us with that suggestion.
Can businesses that are still working get their employees involved in some way? Because some businesses had to furlough individuals. Some people are still working. Some people are working from home. So we have a lot of different situations with the people that are listening right now. Can businesses that are still operational get their businesses involved?
By donating food, do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, is there a way that you can think of that businesses can, you know, inform their employees? I know here at the station, we are included in emails sometimes with Next Tier Bank. And Next Tier Bank is one of those that have reached out. I think it's one of the chambers here have reached out. And so is there a way that businesses can tell their employees, hey, this would be a great idea to do?
Sure, we can certainly provide the information. It's located actually on our website of my emails on there, as well as if they're donating any other type of medical supplies, et cetera. There's a or even money. There's different avenues that they can look at our website.
And I'm just curious, because you have a pretty big location there at the Butler Health System, a lot of individuals working in a, I'm not going to ask you necessarily protocols, but I'm curious, when we're looking at today on Sign Up Genius, it says like lunch for 20 or lunch for another 20. You know, you have a lot of workers. Why are you, I don't say limiting, but, you know, you have to put a number on how many to serve. You know, why just like 20 at a time?
Well, that's the minimum number.
Ah, okay.
We're asking for that because most departments are larger than that, or we can cover more than one department with 20. If families want to get together, say they only want to donate 5 meals, the families could get together with other individuals and put together a group of 20. But that made the most sense to us.
So that's important to note. So when you have individuals in the public ordering from local restaurants, for those local restaurants to deliver to the Butler Health System to be able to feed the workers at the hospital, you're looking to start at enough food that would feed 20 people.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Okay, and that's important to know, because I know maybe individual families would like to just offer a meal, but it's important to know then that a minimum of 20 is where you want to start. Again, Cheryl Ramsey with us, the hospitality manager with the Butler Health System at the hospital, with just a wonderful idea that it's a win-win all around. And Cheryl, before we go, I'm just going to ask you your final thoughts here in a moment, but just to recap what we've been talking about, this is an effort through the Butler Health System that ends up being a win-win for everybody. So the public, you get to order from the local restaurants. The local restaurants then deliver safely. They have a plan in place, but the local restaurants deliver the food safely to the hospital. The hospital will come out and get that food, and starting at a minimum of enough food for 20 people, you can sign up online to offer that food. So it's just win-win all around. So Cheryl, thank you very much for your time, but I do want to ask you your final thoughts in this whole entire effort, or how, you know, the hospital workers are doing when it comes to food. You know, are they able to take breaks and get to the cafeteria? Let me just get your final thoughts.
Oh, sure, Tracy. Thank you for having me. Thank you to the community. It's been overwhelming response. People want to help, and we're very thankful for the community support we've been receiving. I encourage you to use the app if you do want to donate food. And thank you again.
Fabulous. Cheryl, thank you and take care.